Preaching today, yet God came down with a big message.
今天我要讲的信息题目是神下来报告重大信息。
Before I preach the message, I have a few words to say about today's sermon.
在我开始讲到之前，我有几句话要说。
On February 24th, 2021,I came before the Lord at 11:30 a.m. and asked him what I should preach next time.
在2021年2月24日上午11点半，我来到耶和华面前，求问他下次我讲到该讲什么。
I had several topics in mind, but I wanted God to tell me.
我脑海中想到了几个主题，但我希望神可以告诉我。
God's answer came much quicker than I anticipated. Only 20 minutes later, a brother sent me a video. And after I watched it, I got the impression God was telling me to preach from Genesis 18 and 19.
神的回答比我预想的要快得多。20分钟之后，一个弟兄发给我一个视频，我看完之后我就知道这是神告诉我要用创世纪18章和19章来讲到。
You may recall I preached on Genesis 17 last time. So Genesis 18 and 19 was one of my choices. However, for some reason, I actually prefer not to preach on these chapters.
你们可能还记得我上次讲到主题是创世纪第17章，因此创世纪第18章和19章也是我这次的选择之一，但是由于某些原因，我宁愿不讲这些章节。
Since that day, I kept on running into news, articles, and videos related to this sermon. I became convinced God wants me to preach on this subject.
从那天开始，我就一直在关注与这个讲道主题有关的新闻、文章和视频。我越来越确信，神要我就讲这个主题。
I'm afraid some of you may not like today's message, and I can understand why.
恐怕你们中的某些人可能不喜欢今天的信息，我可以理解是为什么。
However, if God wants to tell us something,We better listen and pay attention, regardless of whether we like it or not.
但是如果神想告诉我们一些事情，无论我们是否喜欢它，我们都应该更好地倾听和关心。
I believe today's message has important implications for all of us.
我相信今天的信息对我们所有人都具有极其重要的意义。
We have a lot of scriptures and topics to cover today, so I won't waste time going into the details in Genesis 18 and 19.
今天我们要涵盖的经文和主题很多，所以我不会浪费时间来研究创世纪18章和19章的细节。
I'll just give a brief summary of the two chapters.
我将要给创世纪18章和19章一个简述。
The story in Genesis 18 and 19 took place right after Abraham circumcised all the male in his household in Genesis 17.
创世纪18章和19章的故事发生在创世纪17章亚伯拉罕对家庭中的所有男性进行割礼之后。
Which was an act of faith and obedience.
相信与服从。
There are three scenes in chapter 18.
在18章中有三幕场景。
Scene number one, the Lord came to have dinner with Abraham.
第一幕，上帝与亚伯拉罕共进晚餐。
And that is an indication of fellowship.
这个预示着神与人的交通。
And fellowship usually comes after we take actions of faith and obedience.
与神的交通通常发生在我们对神有相信与服从的行为。
Sin number two, the Lord disclosed the real purpose of his visit to Abraham.
第二幕，上帝向亚伯拉罕透露他此行的真实目的。
And this is revelation.
这就是启示。
And revelation comes when we have genuine fellowship with the Lord.
启示往往来自于我们跟神有了真切的交通之后。
Sin number three.Abraham pleaded with the Lord not to wipe out the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
第三幕，亚伯拉罕祈求上帝不要灭绝索多玛和俄摩拉城。
And this is intercession.
这就是代求。
And prayer and intercession should follow revelation from God, which is what He wants us to pray about.
代求往往是在神对我们有了启示之后启示我们需要怎么代求。
Here's a little bit more detail in each of the scenes.
那下面我们来看看一些细节。
In number one, Abraham was met with three celestial visitors.
在第一幕中，亚伯拉罕见到三位天外来客。
One of them was later identified as the Lord, and the other two as angels.
其中一位后来被认出是神耶和华，另外两位是天使。
Abraham paid hospitality to his visitors and served them with a lavish dinner.
亚伯拉罕对他的访客尽了地主之谊，并为他们提供了豪华的晚餐。
What an honor to have God come to have dinner with you.
与神共进晚餐是多么荣幸的一件事啊。
After dinner, the visitors got up to leave, and Abraham walked along with them to send them off.
第二幕，晚餐后，访客起身离开，亚伯拉罕给他们送行。
At that point, the Lord disclosed the real purpose of his visit. He has an important message for Abraham.
那时耶和华揭示了他此次访问的真正目的，他告诉亚伯拉罕一个重要的信息。
And what is that message?
是什么呢？
Judgment is coming to Sodom and Gomorrah because of their grave sin.
因着索多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶深重，审判将要临到他们。
The Lord let Abraham know what he was going to do for two reasons.
神告诉亚伯拉罕他将要行的事是出于以下两个原因。
Reason number one, Abraham is called God's friend. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham, my friend, what I am about to do?
第一个原因，亚伯拉罕被称为神的朋友，耶和华说，我要做的事岂可瞒着我的朋友亚伯拉罕呢？
As Jesus told us in John 15,Friends don't hide anything from each other.
正如约翰福音15章15节所说，我们怎么能隐瞒我们的朋友呢？
Reason number two, for Abraham's sake, the Lord wanted to deliver his nephew Lot's family out of Sodom before he destroyed the city.
第二个原因，因着亚伯拉罕的缘故，神想要在毁灭索多玛和俄摩拉之前救出他的侄子罗德。
Therefore, the Lord let Abraham know what was coming, so he could intercede according to his will.
因此，耶和华让亚伯拉罕知道即将要发生的事，以便他可以照神的旨意为之代求。
Scene number three, Abraham pleaded with the Lord not to wipe out the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
第三幕。亚伯拉罕祈求神不要灭绝索多玛和俄摩拉城。
Abraham made the plea based on the Lord's righteousness.
亚伯拉罕的祈求是基于神的公义。
He said, far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Will not the judge of all the earth do right?
他说，将义人与恶人同杀，将义人与恶人一样看待，这断不是你所行的。审判全地的主，岂不行公义吗？
Then Abraham began a bargaining process with the Lord.
接着，亚伯拉罕开始与上帝讨价还价。
He said, if there are 50 righteous people in the city, will you really strip it away and not spare the place for the sake of those 50 righteous people?
假若城里有50个义人，你还剿灭那地方吗？不为城里这50个义人饶恕其中的人吗？
The Lord said, if there are 50 righteous people, I won't do that.
神说，假若那城里有50个义人，我就不剿灭他。
What about if there are only 45, not 50?
如果只有45个义人，而不是50个呢？
The Lord said he won't do that either. And then Abraham lowered the bar down to 40 people, 30 people, 20 people, and 10 people.
神说，如果有45个义人，我也不剿灭他。亚伯拉罕继续祈求，40个呢？30个呢？20个呢？十个呢？
And at that point, the bargaining stopped. Abraham knew there are less than 10 people righteous in the city. And the Lord knows exactly how many righteous people are there, if there is any.
那时，亚伯拉罕的讨价还价就停止了，因为他知道那个城里没有十个义人，神也知道那个城里没有十个义人。
There are four sins in chapter 19.
在创世纪第19章中有四幕场景。
Sin number one, the two angels were dispatched to Sodom. They were met and greeted by Lot at the city gate.
第一幕，两个天使被派到索多玛，罗德在城门口迎接他们。
It is believed that Lot held a high position in the city government of Sodom and worked at the city gate.
可以相信，罗德在索多玛市政府担任高位，因而在城门口工作。
Scene number two is at Lot's house.
第二幕在罗德家。
It is believed that the two angels were very good looking male. They attracted the attention of the homosexual male in the city.And they all gather outside Lot's house.
可以相信，这两个天使是非常英俊的男子，他们引起了城中同性恋男子们的注意，他们围住罗德的房子。
And demanded Lot to hand over the two angelic visitors to them for sex.
要罗德交出这两个天使般的访客，任他们所为。
Lot tried to protect his two visitors and offered to give his two unmarried daughters to the crowd instead.
罗德试图保护他的客人，愿意将两个未出嫁的女儿献给众人。
But the crowd got mad at Lot and attempted to rape him instead.
众人向罗德发怒，企图强奸他。
The two angels pulled Lot inside the house and caused the crowd to go blind, so they could not get inside.
两位天使将罗德拉进房子，并使众人眼睛昏迷，进不了房子。
Sin number three, then the two angels told Lot the outcry from the city's grave scene had reached the Lot, and for that reason, they were sent to destroy the city.
第三幕，两位天使告诉罗德，我们要毁灭这地方，因为城内罪恶的声音在耶和华面前盛大，耶和华差我们来要毁灭这地方。
The angels told Lot to get everybody in his family out of the city immediately.
天使要罗德赶快带上家人离开。
This is the rescue scene, rescue the perishing. Lot told his future son-in-law about the news, and they thought that was a joke. Meanwhile, Lot and his wife and daughters hesitated to leave, so the angels have to grab the family out of the city by force.
这就是神拯救灭亡人的场景。罗德将这个消息告诉他的两个准女婿，他们却当作一个笑话。同时，罗德和妻子、女儿也有些犹豫要不要离开，所以天使只好强行拉着他们离开了索多玛城。
Sodom and Gomorrah was then destroyed by burning sulfur sent from heaven.
索多玛和俄摩拉被从天而降的硫磺与火烧毁了。
Lot's wife looked back at Sodom, despite warned not to do that. She was turned into a pillar of salt.
罗德的妻子不顾警告，回头观望，就变成了一根圆柱。
Genesis 19 verse 29 said, When God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overthrew the city where Lot had lived.
创世纪19章29节，当神毁灭平原诸城的时候，他纪念亚伯拉罕，正在倾覆罗德所住之城的时候，就打发罗德从倾覆之中出来。
So, this verse tells us Lot was rescued because of Abraham's sake.
所以这节经文告诉我们，罗德的得救是因为亚伯拉罕的缘故。
But the Apostle Peter tells us Lot was saved also because God considered him to be a righteous man.
但是使徒彼得告诉我们，罗德得救也是因为神把他看作为义人。
In 2 Peter chapter 2, it says, God condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes, but he rescued Lot, a righteous man, who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men.
彼得后书第二章说，神又判定索多玛、俄摩拉将二城倾覆，焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的境界，只搭救了那常为恶人淫行忧伤的义人罗德。
Yeah, and then he mentioned again that righteous man, and later on his righteous soul.
经文中后来又提到那义人和他的义心。
Three times in this chapter in 2 Peter, God's word described.Lot as righteous.
在彼得后书第二章，神三次描述罗德为义人。
Many Christians, even Bible scholars, have a hard time figuring out how Lot can be considered as righteous.
许多基督徒，甚至圣经学者，都觉得很难弄明白为什么罗德会被称为一个义人。
But that is the way God's word labeled him.
但神就是这样标记罗德的。
Reverend Stephen Tong offered a good explanation with his unique insight.
唐从容牧师以他独特的见解做出了一个很好的解释。
Let us hear what he said.
让我们来听听他是怎么说的。
罗德，上帝说他是义人，因为上帝说他是义人。我不敢随便说他不是义人，因为神说他是义人，他是一个什么义人？一个保守自己圣洁生活，在肮脏污秽的世代中间能够坚身自好的一个义人，这是第一方面。第二样，他是一个呢，能够教养儿女，给他们在灾难的、败坏的、伤风败德的世界中间守住童真的义人。所以罗德是一个义人。当那些男人看见有两个上帝的使者进到罗德的房子里，他们就是围住他的房子敲门，大声呼喊，请把这两个男人，原文是男的，交出来，我们就与他发生性交关系。 我们有一个交合。所以你看这两个天使一定长得很精准，这两个天上来的使者被掳的接待进家的时候，全城的男人性欲发作，把它交出来，我们要跟这种英俊的男人来结合，与他发生性关系。罗德知道来意清楚了，也知道他们败坏临到自己的家了，他讲了一句话，圣经记载下来，哦，父兄们，你们不要做这个事，如果你们真的需要的话，我有两个女儿还是处女，我可以交给你。我不是说呢，他随便把女儿的道德这样出卖掉，我在这里所看见的他宁愿保护神的使者而牺牲自己家庭的利益，而他是很难不做这个事情，因为他们这边可以把他杀死，全家都可以殉难的。所以在这个时候呢，他为了满足那些的受益，他把自己从小好好培养到现在还是处女的女儿都愿意牺牲掉，这是做父亲多么痛苦的事情。但是至少这句话是神启示下来，证明他的两个女儿没有受玷污，两个女儿没有受环境的影响，他两个女儿到那一天还是处女。你还没有结婚，你是处女吗？你说你是基督徒，你还圣洁吗？我们是不是保守我们的儿女在神面前结婚以前还是圣洁？罗德是义人，因为神这么记载，我不敢否定，我只能说感谢主，他自己圣洁，他也教导他家人。
Sin number four in chapter 19 is a scandal in the mountain cave.
在第十九章的第四幕是山洞里的丑闻。
Lot went to settle in Sodom because he was a greedy man and wanted to get rich, even though he knew Sodom was a sinful city.
尽管罗德知道索多玛是一个罪恶的城市，但因着对富足的贪婪，罗德迁移并定居在索多玛。
He did acquire wealth and a high position in the city.
他确实在这座城市中获得了财富，并享有很高的地位。
But at the end, he lost everything he acquired, including his wife.
但最终，他失去了他所积攒的一切财富，还搭上了他的妻子。
He and his daughter were barely saved, like burning sticks snatched out from the fire.
他和两个女儿就像从火中抽出来的木柴一样，差点就没命了。
Lot was too ashamed to go back to his uncle Abraham, even too ashamed to live in any community after having lost everything.
在失去一切之后，罗德羞愧难当。无言去见他的叔父亚伯拉罕，也不愿到任何地方去居住。
He decided to live in a mountain cave with his two daughters.
他决定和两个女儿住在一个山洞里。
The daughters decided to get their father drunk and committed incest with their father for the sake of preserving the family line.
女儿们使父亲醉酒，与他乱伦，美其名曰为家族存留后裔。
His daughter bore a son from his father.
每个女儿都从父亲那里生了一个儿子。
The two sons became fathers of the Moabites and the Ammonites, who became the enemies of the Israelites later.
这两个儿子分别成了摩押人和亚门人的祖先，这两族人后来都成了以色列民族的敌人。
So why did God have to get so mad and punish Sodom and Gomorrah so severely?
神为何严厉惩罚索多玛和俄摩拉诸城呢？
There are four reasons. Reason number one, God is holy and righteous. He cannot tolerate sin and let it go unpunished.
有四个原因。第一个原因是神是圣洁公义的，他无法容忍罪恶不受惩罚。
However, because of his great love, He was willing to send his son Jesus to bear the punishment for the sinners and die for those who repent and put their trust in Jesus.
然而，因着他的大爱，神让他的爱子耶稣承担了我们罪有所应得的惩罚，为那些悔改而相信耶稣的人而死。
Reason number two, despite all the excuses and arguments, God's word clearly stated that homosexuality is a sin abominable to him.
不管人用什么借口和论据，圣经清楚说明同性恋是神所憎恶的罪。
And this is stated in Leviticus 18 verse 22.
这是在圣经利未记18章22节中所记载的。
Homosexuality also violates God's creation design.
同性恋也违背了神的创造。
As Genesis 19 witnesses, homosexuality was rampant in the city of Sodom, so God burned those cities into ashes.
正如创世纪十九章所见证的那样，在索多玛城，同性恋泛滥猖獗，所以神用硫磺与火灭绝那些城。
Reason number three, God is patient. He always gives people the opportunity to repent before judgment comes, but there is a limit to God's patience.
第三个原因，神是忍耐，他总是给人机会悔改，但神的忍耐也是有限度的。
As 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 say, people heap up their sins to the limit. The wrath of God has come upon them at last.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十六节说，他们不断累积自己的罪，恶贯满盈，神的义愤终于临到他们的身上。
Reason number four, and that's the most important one for us to learn, is God used destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah as an example to warn future generations, especially those living near the end time like us.
第四个原因也是我们最主要要学习的原因，神用索多玛和俄摩拉的毁灭作为一个例证，警戒后来的世代，尤其是那些活在末世的人。
So Jesus warned us, so in Luke 17, and Peter warned us in 2 Peter, and Jude warned us in the book just before Revelation.
主耶稣在路加福音17章、彼得后书的第二章，还有犹大书的七章到八章啊，都提到了这个例子。
Today, Sodom and Gomorrah is here.
今天的索多玛和俄摩拉就在这里。
The U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage on June 25, 2015.
美国最高法院裁决同性恋婚姻合法。在2015年的6月25日生效。
So, the homosexual people were jubilantly celebrating it in front of the Supreme Court.
这就是那些同性恋的人们在最高法院门口庆祝。
And even the White House was celebrating with them by displaying the homosexual people's rainbow logo in the White House.
就甚至在白宫也为庆祝同性恋婚姻合法而将白宫点缀成象征着同性恋的彩虹灯光。
And now homosexuality has gone global.
现在同性恋已经走向全球。
Two years ago, Taiwan became the first Asian country to legalize same-sex marriage.
两年前，台湾写下历史，成为亚洲第一个同性婚姻合法的国家。
And today, quite a few heads of state are openly same-sex, bisexual, or transsexual people.
啊，目前现在啊，世界上有许多国家的领导人也公开承认他们是男女同性恋、变性恋和变性者。
And in some major corporations, the CEOs are also openly LGBT.
在大企业中，这也有同性恋在当总裁。
How does sin progress to such a state?
罪恶如何变成这个样子呢？
The Bible in Romans chapter 1 tells us the progression of sin follows a sequence. It doesn't just happen.
圣经罗马书第一章告诉我们，罪恶的发展遵循着一个顺序，并不是一下子发生的。
There is a cause for every effect.
每一个后果都有一个原因。
It starts with the suppression of the truth and the rejection of God.
它开始于对真理的压制和对神的抗拒。
Then it spirals down rapidly, like a swell, and become unstoppable.
然后就像漩涡般往下坠落，无法停止。
Just like this video show.
就像这个漩涡一样。
Well, we mentioned for every thing that happened, there is a cause.
我们提到每一件后果都有一个原因。
Romans chapter 1 tells us that.
罗马书第一章告诉了我们。
There are 4 stages of depravity.
堕落有四个阶段。
Stage number one, people knew God, but they neither glorify him as God nor gave thanks to him.
第一阶段，他们虽然知道神，却不荣耀他，也不感谢他。
So they took pride in themselves or in other people or things.
他们以自己或别的人物、事物为荣耀。
So this is the cause, and the effect is their thinking becomes futile, and their heart becomes darkened. They become fools.
正是因着这个原因，他们的思想因此变得荒诞乖谬，原来已经无知的心更加昏暗不清。他们自以为聪明，其实是愚蠢。
Phase number two.They exchange the glory of the immortal God for images.
第二阶段，他们将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像。
Which means they worship and go after things other than God.
他们追求崇拜神以外的事物。
Now notice I put bold letter on the word exchange because.It appears 3 times in this passage.
我把这个变成了黑体字。
And this word appear 3 times in the passage.
这个词在这个圣经这段圣经中出现了三次。
And the result of that exchange is God gave them over in the sinful desires.To sexual impurity.
因着这个交给带来的后果，就是任凭他们把他们交给他们的污秽的内心。
You also notice that gave them over also appear 3 times in this passage.
你们也看到任凭他们这个词也在这段经文中出现了三次。
So their exchange of the glory of God for an idol results in sexual impurity in their life.
他们将神以外的事物当作神来敬拜，神就任凭他们把他们的交给 污秽的内心纵欲行淫，糟蹋自己的身体。
They number three, they exchange the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve created things rather than the creator.
第三阶段，他们宁可信谎言，也不信神的真理，宁可敬拜侍奉受造的各种偶像，也不敬奉那造物的主。
This is the second exchange.
这是第二次的交给。
And the result is, God gave them over to shameful lust.
结果是，因此神任凭他们放纵羞耻的情欲。
And what is that shameful lust? It is homosexuality.
什么是这个羞耻的情欲呢？就是同性恋行为。
And God gave them over to shameful lust.And they will do the third exchange, which is to exchange natural sex for unnatural sex, meaning homosexuality.
因此神任凭他们放纵羞耻的情欲，放弃正常的男女关系，换取变态反常的同性恋行为。
Stage number four.
第四阶段。
They think it was not worthwhile to know God.So they ignored him.
他们认为不值得他们去认识神，便故意不理会神。
And the result of that is God gave them over to a depraved mind to do all sorts of wicked things.
结果就是神就任凭他们随着自己堕落的心灵去做种种邪恶的事。
And what are those wicked things?
什么是这些邪恶的事呢？
It is stated in Romans, chapter 1, verse 29 to 31.
这些邪恶的事记录在罗马书第一章29到31节。
And this includes murder, and of course, it includes mass shooting, like what you have witnessed very often recently.
这包括谋杀，也包括我们现在经常听到的这个集体枪杀。
So, how did Americans, downward spiral to depravity unfold?
美国道德急转直下是如何展开的？
100 years ago, it was the law in most states to teach creationism in schools.
在一百年之前，在美国大多数州，按照法律，在学校是教导创造论的。
But in 1925, a teacher in Tennessee began to teach Darwin's evolution.
然而，在1925年，田纳西州的一个老师开始教导达尔文的进化论。
He was taken to court by the state and charged.
他被送上州法庭，并被判刑。
However, a powerful political group hired a brilliant lawyer to defend the teacher.
一个很有实力的政治团体雇佣了一个强大的律师为这个老师辩护。
The trial attracted national attention and was framed at the Scripps Monkey Trial 1925.
这个案子吸引了全国上下的注意，并被称为著名的1925年猴子审判案。
The teacher was found to be guilty, but due to his lawyer's strong argument, he was only fined $100.
这个田纳西州的老师被判有罪，但是基于他的律师的卓越辩护，他只被判罚款$100。
And actually, in a few years later, his case was even overturned for technical reasons.
几年后，这个案子以技术原因被推翻。
And 30 years later, two playwriters turned the Scripps Monkey Trial into a play called Inherit the Wind.
30年后， 两个剧作家将1925猴子审判案改编为一个舞台剧，名为《风的传人》。
The play was made into a Hollywood movie in 1960.
这部剧随后在1960年被制作成为一部好莱坞电影。
Both the play and the movie fictionalized the original account with many invented portions to make creationism look silly.
这个舞台剧和电影对于原型加入了许多虚构化的情节，用以丑化信仰创造论的人。
Based on this propaganda movie, the Scopes trial began to appear in American history books.
正是由于这部电影的宣传，猴子审判案开始出现在美国历史书中。
Then in 1968, U.S. Supreme Court struck down the law that prohibited the teaching of evolution.
1968年，最高法院取缔了禁止教导进化论的相关法律。
And once this happened, teachers' union and scientific academy began to ban the teaching of creationism.
一旦得到许可，教师工会和科学机构就开始禁止教导创造论。
So the American law flip-flopped from a God-honoring position to a God-denying position.
于是美国法律从一个荣耀神的地位翻转成为一个抵挡神的地位，
which is suppression of God's truth，
就是抵挡神的真理。
Earlier on June 25th, 1962, the U.S. Supreme Court also decided prayer in school is unconstitutional.
1962年6月25日，美国最高法院裁决在学校里祷告是违反宪法的。
And a year later, the court ruled that biblical reading in public school is also unconstitutional.
同样在第二年，在学校读圣经也被法院禁止了。
So now we have generations of Americans who have been raised to disregard and even laugh at the idea of a creator God.
所以到现在，我们已经有了几代美国人是在忽视甚至嘲笑造物主神的观念中长大的。
This is the first step in the descent of a culture.
这就是一个文化堕落的第一步。
Subsequently, the U.S. Supreme Court legalized abortion in 1973.
随后，美国最高法院于1973年将堕胎合法化。
And in a series of decisions starting from 1971, the U.S. Supreme Court gradually struck down discriminations against homosexuals.
从1971年开始的一系列裁决中，美国最高法院逐渐废除了对同性恋者的歧视。
Finally, on June 26, 2015, it struck down all state laws that ban same-sex marriage and legalize it in all 50 states.
2015年6月26日，最高法院最终废除了禁止同性婚姻的所有州法律，并在所有50个州将其合法化。
I'm convinced beyond doubt that in the same sense God has abandoned America. You can't even count how many million pornographic websites there are. When a society is abandoned by God, it operates out of its own perverse sexual passion without restraint. The first thing that you look for in a society, if you're trying to discern whether God has abandoned that society, is whether or not that society has gone through a sexual revolution so that illicit sex, adultery, every form of immorality is accepted as normal in that society. And we're there. You know a society has been abandoned by God when it celebrates lesbian sex. So you follow a sexual revolution with a homosexual revolution. And homosexuality becomes normalized. And you look at this world and you say, rampant sexual immorality, out of control, destroying people willy-nilly, even in the church, even in the leadership of the church. Homosexuality, same thing, rampant, out of control, demanding to be accepted as normal, and the society rushing to affirm that acceptance. Isn't there anybody in the system who would stand up and call this what it really is, a massive moral disaster? Can't they see it? Can't they figure it out? No. No. And the bottom line is that they don't like the God their reason leads them to, and they don't like the God that their innate sense of what is right and wrong leads them to, and so they abandon that God, and the lights go out.
A nation abandoned by God has a sexual revolution, followed by a homosexual revolution, followed by insanity. And insanity is when you think you're a woman and you're a man. Insanity is when you think there are 100 genders. Insanity is when you make laws to protect those who are out of their minds. Thinking you're a man when you're a woman puts you in a category of someone who thinks he's a potato chip. And then a mind that cannot function. It can never find its way back because it is not rational. That irrationality is embedded in behavior, cultural expectations, and even laws. Does that sound familiar? People sometimes ask me, do you think judgment's coming to America? No, it's here, and it's been here for a long time. And now it's entrenched not only in the culture, but in the leadership. They're as insane as the most wretched people in the culture. And that insanity dominates everything. How do you find your way back? You don't. You don't. And out of that insanity, Romans 1 ends with a horrible list of all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, gossip, slander, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, and then that terrible indictment in verse 32, that even though they know, because of the law written in their hearts and their conscience, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but they give hearty approval to those who practice them, which means they make laws to legalize wickedness.
Well, today we can find many evidences of depravity and insanity in our society.
现在在我们所居住的这个环境中，我们可以看到很多道德败坏和精神错乱的明证。
This is a news that just came out on April the 10th, less than 2 weeks ago.
这是这个新闻出现在4月10号，就在两星期之前。
A New York parent said to marry his or her own adult child.
纽约父母寻求认同，希望与他们的成年孩子结婚。
Now, currently, the state law will prohibit this kind of thing. It is illegal.
现在的法律是禁止这种乱伦行为的。
So, they are suing the state to overturn the law to make it legal for parents to marry their own child.
所以他们起诉想推翻这个禁止乱伦的法律，想让父母可以和自己的孩子结婚。
This is indeed very insane act.
这是一个非常精神错乱的一个行为。
And it is also an evidence of depravity in our society.
这就是我们社区道德败坏的明证。
Another example.
另外一个例子。
It happened about a month ago in British Columbia, Canada.
这是发生在3月19号是在加拿大的不列颠哥伦比亚省。
A father was arrested after he continued to call his child his daughter or she after the court has ordered the child to go for a gender change.
加拿大不列颠哥伦比亚省最高法院下令这个女儿无需父母同意就可以改姓但是呢在这个改变性别之后，这个父亲还常常称他自己的亲生女儿为女性他或者是他的女儿，就是因为这个原因这个父亲就被捕了。
This is outrageous and this is insane.
这是不可思议的，这是神经错乱的行为。
The court ordered the childTo go for a sex change without the parents' agreement.
法院可以下令儿童无需父母同意就可以改姓。
And arrest the father after he continued to call his child, which is a girl, a daughter, she.
他们将这个父亲违法判定违法而逮捕，就是因为这个父亲继续无视法院的命令包括法院禁止他企图说服自己的孩子不要变性。
And this is another example in California.
这是在加利福尼亚州的一个例子。
A lawmaker in California proposed a bill toPenalize any retailer if they do not have a unisex section to put children's clothes, toys, etc.
在加州立法提出法案，要求商店在儿童用品和服装设置一个男女通用的区域，不能将男孩女孩的玩具区区分开来。
And if they don't do that, they will be fined $1,000.
如果他们不这么做的话，就要被罚款$1,000。
And we also witnessed last year, how the status of, many nations, historic heroes, the statues were knocked down and vandalized.
就在去年我们也看到了许多历史伟人的雕像就这样被毁掉了。
This is insane.
这也是神经错乱的表现。
And depravity.
这也是道德败坏的表现。
And homosexuality has actually infiltrated our government.
同性恋已经渗透到国家政府。
This is the embassy, U.S. embassy in Moscow.
这是在莫斯科的美国大使馆。
You can see the rainbow flag flying along with the U.S. flag.
你可以看到代表同性恋的彩虹旗帜和美国国旗一起飘扬。
And this has caused Russian President Putin to mock the U.S. embassy for doing that.
这是俄罗斯的总统普京嘲笑美国大使馆飘扬着代表同性恋的国旗彩旗。
What a disgrace to be mocked by the president of a country which doesn't believe in God.
啊，这是多么羞耻的一件事情啊！被其他的国家领导人不信神的领导人嘲笑。
And people who are homosexual, bisexual, transgender have already got into our government.
美国政府内阁中的同性恋、变性恋、变性者也在增加。
This is a couple of people in the president's cabinet level.
对，这是在美国内阁中的这个同性恋者。
And below, these are the people working in the White House who are also homosexual, bisexual, and transgender.
这些是在美国总统府白宫内工作的同性恋、变性恋和变性者。
And this is a list of state Supreme Court justices who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender.
这是州最高法院里同性恋的工作人员的名单。
15 of them.
15个人。
Oh. Reverend Billy Graham said this, my heart aches for America.
葛培里牧师说，我为美国心痛。
And he said, if God doesn't punish America, he will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
他也说，神若不惩罚美国，他就要向索多玛和俄摩拉道歉。
God's judgment is about to fall on this nation.
神的审判就要临到这个国家。
Because God is holy and righteous.
因为神是圣洁和公义的。
Let us hear what this ministry, Lamb and Lion Ministry, have to say.
让我们来听听这个杨宇师事工是怎么说的
？About American's destiny，
关于美国的命运。
Lamb and Lion Ministries presents Christ in Prophecy. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Ray.
Greetings in the name of Jesus, our blessed hope, and welcome to Christ in Prophecy. My colleague Nathan and I have a very special guest with us in the studio today. He is Don McGee. Don is from Amite, Louisiana, located near Baton Rouge. Don is an outstanding expert in Bible prophecy. He has written extensively on the subject and has spoken at churches and conferences all across America.
A lot of prophecy teachers out there projecting, prophesying even, that the United States is going to face this big end time revival. What are your thoughts on that?
You know where we are. You don't really want me to tell you what I think?
I do, man. Please, share.
Ezekiel recorded the words that God said regarding his people. Even if Noah and Daniel and Job
were there. Three most righteous men ever lived.
If they were there,Still, I would punish them.
He even told Jeremiah and Ezekiel, stop praying for the nation.
Yes, he did. He sure did. Don't pray for these
doctrinal
people.
There is a point of no return. It's called where the wound becomes incurable.
That's right, and we like it.
The other thing I would point out is that there is not a single verse in the Bible that talks about an end-time revival. Instead, it talks about exactly the opposite. The church becoming full of apostasy, heresy, doctrines of demons, people wanting to have their ears tickled.
Look at what Paul told Timothy.
his swan song, his last letter, in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, he said, things are going to be bad in the last days, and if these are not the last days, then pray tell, what are we living in?
You know, I think the most effective stormtroopers are in the field of education. If you can get control of the educational institutions, you can get control of the nation. And that is what has happened. All of our public universities are dominated today by socialists, by people who are teaching anything but Judeo-Christian values. But even in preschool, kindergarten, first grade, in states like California, they're teaching things like homosexuality is normal, same-sex marriage is normal, transgenderism is normal. And these kids grow up legal.
There might be no national hope. Obviously, the United States will be enveloped and go into the Antichrist kingdom and be against Israel as prophesied. But what about individuals? Do we have hope?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Salvation is not a national thing. It's an individual thing. It's personal. It's what you do with this man called Jesus, Yeshua. The individuals make that choice. Nations don't.
Well, I'm glad you made that point, because there really is. There's not much hope for our nation, but there sure is hope for individuals.
Oh, yes.
Those who put their hope in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they're going to be born again. They're going to have the Holy Spirit's going to move in and help them with their decisions and their life, and they're going to be candidates for the rapture of the church. Boy, that's hope.
I'd say that's Maranatha stuff.
Amen. Maranatha, that's hope. In fact, Jeffress at First Baptist Church here in Dallas always says, in the darkest of times, Jesus shines the brightest, just like those jewelers always put the jewels on a black cloth.
Did you hear what one of the speakers said? If you can get control of the education institutes, you can get control of the nation.
你有没有听到其中的一个讲员说，你若能掌握教育机构，你就可以控制整个国家。
So, they are corrupting our children from very young age through schools.
所以他们就把我们的孩子从小就在学校里教坏了。
They are giving them a depraved education.
他们给他们了一个堕落的教育。
New York lawmaker is proposing that the schools offer sex education for kindergartners.
纽约立法者想从学龄前就开始性教育。
Kids as young as 5 years old.
从五岁就开始对孩子进行全面的性教育。
Notice also this news come out March the 6th.
这是3月6号出现的新闻。
Another similar news out of New York City. There is a private school that wants inclusive language for the students.
这是也是从纽约的一个私立学校出现的一个包容性语言指南，正在鼓励学生。
They want to encourage students to stop saying,Mom, dad, and parents.
他们鼓励学生停止使用妈妈、爸爸和父母这些称呼用语。
And this is an effort to make the campus a more welcoming and inclusive space.
这样可以使校园成为一个更加热情和包容的空间。
Welcoming and inclusive for who?
包容和热情对谁呢？
Those people who believe in homosexuality.
就是那些同性恋的人。
And those transgenders.
那些变性人。
Even the toy industry is trying to corrupt our kids through the toys.
就算是玩具界也开始来腐坏我们的孩子们。
There is a giant toy manufacturer called Hasbro. They announced that their popular toy, Mr. Potato Head, will become gender neutral.
就连玩具巨头孩之宝公司都宣布他们非常畅销的土豆头先生这个玩偶头像将会变成一个性别中立的土豆头。
In order to encourage kids to create same-sex family.
用以鼓励孩子们建立相同性别的家庭。
This is a toy of Mr. Potato Head and I guess Mrs. Potato Head, a male and a female.
这是土豆头先生和土豆头太太。
But now they want to change it to two Mr. Potato Heads.
现在都变成了土豆头先生。
And they say Mr. Potato Head can now marry another potato head.
现在他们宣布土豆头先生可以和另外一个土豆头先生结婚。
They are really trying to corrupt our children from very young age.
他们是要把我们的孩子们从很小的年纪就开始败坏。
Well, I hope you don't feel that my message is all negative.So I want to end today's message on a positive note.
我不想让你们觉得我今天的信息全是负面的内容。我想以一个正面、积极的态度来结束今天的讲道。
At the end of the last video, the speaker said, "While there is not much hope for our nation, but there sure is hope for individuals."
在最后一段视频即将结束的时候，讲员说，虽然我们的国家没有多少希望，但是对于个人却是有希望的。
Salvation is not a national thing, it is an individual personal matter.
救赎不是一个国家事物，而是一个个人事物。
Those who repent and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved, even for the homosexuals.
那些悔改并信靠主耶稣基督的人将得到拯救，即使是对于同性恋者也是如此。
The story of Christopher Young and his parents is a very good example.
袁佑轩弟兄和他父母的故事就是一个很好的例子。
Their powerful testimony demonstrates God's saving grace and the power of the gospel on hopeless sinners.
他们有力的见证向绝望的罪人表明了上帝的救赎恩典和福音的大能。
Chris's father was a successful dentist in Chicago, and Chris was also a graduating dental student.
袁佑轩的父亲是一位芝加哥的成功牙医，袁佑轩也是一名即将毕业的牙科学生。
But Chris became a gay and got in the drug.He even became a drug lord while in college.
但是他却成了一个同性恋者，并且吸毒。在大学期间，他甚至成为了一个贩卖毒品的毒枭。
His parents were about to divorce, and his mom on the verge of committing suicide.
那时他的父母即将离婚，他的母亲正处于自杀的边缘。
Even worse, Chris got caught selling drugs.And was locked up in jail.
更糟糕的是，袁佑轩因贩卖毒品而被抓，被关进了监狱。
On top of this, he was diagnosed with HIV positive, which to him was like a death sentence.
最可怕的是，他被诊断出是艾滋病阳性，对他来说像是宣判了死刑。
At the darkest moment, God's salvation came to this family.
就在这个最黑暗的时刻，上帝的救赎临到了这个家庭。
Chris's parents accepted Christ and their marriage was saved.
袁佑轩的父母接受了基督，他们的婚姻得以保存。
Chris also genuinely repented and turned a new leaf in his life. His jail term was substantially reduced and got out of prison.
袁佑轩也真诚地悔改，并为自己的生活翻开了新的一页。他获得减刑并被释放出狱。
God even called Chris to go into the ministry.
上帝甚至叫袁佑轩弟兄去参加了神的事工。
He was accepted by Moody Bible Institute when he was still in jail.
当他仍在监狱中时，他就被穆迪圣经学院录取。
Later, he earned a master and PhD degree there and became a professor at Moody.
后来他获得了硕士学位和博士学位，并在穆迪圣经学院任教。
I highly encourage you to watch two video of Chris and his family.
我强烈的推荐大家去看这两个视频，是袁佑轩弟兄和他家庭的一个见证。
The first one is called I Was a Homosexual But God Saved Me, and it's spoken in English but with Chinese subtitles.
第一个视频是我曾是同性恋，但神拯救了我，这是用英文讲的，但是带有中文字幕。
The second video is a family testimony, and it is called From Drunk Lock to Professor.
第二个视频是从毒枭到教授，啊，这是用国语讲的。
I hope you find time to watch this video. Just click on the link indicated on this page.
啊，我强烈推荐大家去看这两个视频。你可以从我的讲稿中这个底下的这个链接直接点击就可以看到。
Now let us end today's message with the response song, Rescue the Perishing.
下面呢，我们来用这首回应诗歌《赶快救灭亡人》来结束今天的讲道。